All right. Well, we'll start over in the 16th Proverb, chapter 16, Proverbs. And I wanted, kind of had a message today, it seems like, about choices, but it's more kind of the result of choices. And so as we move into the message, I want us to realize that the choices that we make in life, they add up. Now, they can add up to sorrow, or they can add up to joy. We have that choice now through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us, that our choices can add up to something good in our life, into a blessing. God always has redemption, and it's a wonderful story. And we can find redemption, and we can begin to make choices, and they can start adding up in our life. But you know, the sooner we do that, the better. Because while we can be redeemed, we cannot turn back the clock. And we can't add more. But we have right now, we have today to decide that in Jesus, we're going to add up choices that can bring joy and blessings into our life. The verse that we want to pull from in Proverbs is the 16th chapter and the 31st verse. It says, "The hoary head is a crown of glory." Now, there is a very much a clarifier for this statement, but I want to pause right here and talk about this just for a minute. The hoary head means the gray head, the age. It means, you know what? And it specifically speaks of the gray head, because the message here is it's a crown of glory. So thinking about the crown being put on the head, and you look at someone who's earned a few gray hairs in their life, and the Lord's saying, you know, that can be a crown of glory. And that's the burden the Lord has for us, that we have that opportunity as we come to that stage in our life. And it seems like a lot of us are there. In my case, I'm there. I'll just tell you that, because you can't really tell with the way my hair is. But I'm there. And in a lot of ways, I don't mean completely, but I've got some gray hairs too. And what the Lord wants and desires is that's a crown of glory. That is something that's showing a life that has made choices for the Lord and has stacked up choice after choice after choice, time after time, of choosing God's way, of choosing not just to take His way, but to behave as you take that way, as the Lord would have you to. And you come to the stage in your life where your hairs are turning gray, and maybe they're falling out, and you're getting older, and your age is beginning to creep on towards that, where you got less days than you had. You know, you're on the back end of things, so to speak. The Lord, this verse here shows us that what God sees in this time is that it should be a crown of glory. There should be something seen out of the life that's reached this point. It's His desire. You know, and I say this because I see many people get to this age and there's a struggle with worth sometimes, and with, I guess worth is a good way to put it, with worth. But you know, a crown of glory is something that is pretty expensive. It's priceless, quite honestly. It's priceless. Because if someone has lived a life and has made choices like that, there is so much that's gone into that life that you cannot create in a moment. And you can't buy. You can't purchase. You can't go out and just obtain it in a moment. It's a life that has been lived over time. And you know, maybe that time was longer for some than others. But it's a life that's been lived and has seen things and has walked through things and has walked with the Lord in those places. And you can't go out and buy that. You know, that's why right now as a younger old person, I call myself, a younger old person, oh, Lord, help me. I want to be even more determined to add up those choices day by day. With every day that I have, with every breath that I breathe, I realize I have an opportunity for a priceless treasure to be my life one day. A priceless treasure that can't be bought in a moment, but can only be purchased by the decision to live for God now in this time, while I have the moments today. But will add up to something that can't be bought, that the world cannot provide. And so it does say here, it's a crown of glory, all right, if it be found in the way of righteousness. And so the Lord's given me a burden, and I do think I want to see the older ones in our congregation encouraged by this. I feel like that's part of the burden. But it's also an impetus, a drive, a motivation to us who are younger, whether you're a younger old person or you're a young person, that things are going to add up. They're going to stack up. And having a gray head isn't going to be a crown of glory necessarily in and of itself. In fact, it can be something quite the opposite. If you don't make a decision now, if you don't make a decision to choose the Lord, just because someone has gray hairs doesn't mean they're a blessing. It's what's been put into that life. Yes. That makes it a blessing. And God's intention is that it be a blessing in a way that the young, full head of hair with no gray in it can be a lot of blessings, but it can't be this blessing yet because it takes time. It takes a determination. It takes living a life for Jesus to come to this place. This was what the Lord has for us as we age and we grow older. And He wants all of us to be in that place. You know, it's a good place to be in because I live daily. I walk daily with people who are not in that place. And it's not that's not a place you want to be. You don't want to get to this stage and see everything falling apart. And if you don't think it does, it does. Yes. It falls apart. Your children, even I know one situation, the children desire to respect the dad, desire to do all these things. But quite honestly, he's made some choices to a point where it's really difficult. And they do. I see them doing that, but it's with a, you know, we can't hardly even help him. You know, he's just made some rough choices. You know, that doesn't have to be our life, but both of those things happen based on the choices we make now before we come to that stage. And you know, the Lord has redemption for someone who has gray hairs. Praise God. Yes, but our burden this morning is not that we wait to the end of life and be redeemed, but that we can have something better than that. And we can be a blessing and have a crown of glory because of the choices that we made, and also to signify that God's aware of what it's taken to get to that point. He's seen every day of your life. He's seen the choices that you've made. He knows when your friends did something else. He knows every friend that's turned away to sin, that's turned away to confusion. He knows every friend that's turned away to misunderstanding in your life. And He's seen that you love the Lord and you continue to choose Him, that you didn't turn away, that you didn't let those things thwart you. He's seen the things that He's allowed you to go through in your life. He understands the struggles that you've had and what it took to choose Him and to be faithful. He sings that. He knows that. That's why He has a crown of glory put on your head. Because you've earned it. You've earned it. It's what He has for you. You followed Him and you walked faithfully. And you know, that's what I want at the end of my life. I want to be standing in that place. Well, Lord, help us. It comes by the choices that we make daily. You know, I think I want to read a verse over here in Lamentations. And anytime we get into Lamentations, we kind of, you know, I just think that's a book. Jeremiah wasn't in the happiest of places, but I tell you what, he knew the Lord because in the midst of that, he wrote some beautiful verses. But this one today, we want to read because age was not meant to be just discarded as worthless in the Lord. It's not what He had, what He has in mind for us. You know, in society, I see, I don't want to. Well, as humans, let me not get off on it. As humans, sin can put us in a place where we don't value the things that are valuable. Whether we're externally looking on someone of age and we're not valuing what they are, or if we're in that position and we're a person of age and we don't value it. But you know, the Lord created age. He created elderly just as much as he created newborns.
That's right.
He created the whole thing. He created newborns and he allows elderly. He allows it to happen. All right. So this is something that is of God. And there is nothing of God that does not have beauty to it and does not have purpose to it. God is a God of purpose. And if he did not just create babies. We look at babies and we can see so much purpose and hopes and all these things. And we turn around and we look at old age, and so many times Satan wants to bring, whether it's us personally who are older or if we're looking on that, he wants to just bring a shade over the hope that is there. But do you know that just as there is hope in newborn, there is hope in the elderly. God has a hope for them, and they're valuable to him, and he created it for a purpose, not just to be someone who has no effect on his kingdom. Because that's what we're all, that, you know, we're here as a part of the world, but what we're here is today, what matters is we're here as a part of his kingdom. And God did not allow elderliness to just be a worthless part of his kingdom that's sitting over to the side, but he created it for a purpose. What is the purpose? Well, the Lord knows, but my point this morning is that there is a purpose. And here in Lamentations, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse, it's this where he's speaking of some of the judgments of the Lord. And it says here, the anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. Now, this is talking about within the kingdom of God. All right, while don't misunderstand me, we should carry respect for people who are older than us. I believe that's good and of the Lord. We're talking about a special place the Lord has for the hoary head that is found in the way of righteousness within the kingdom of God. And it's saying the anger of the Lord was stirred and he refused to regard them because they did not favor the elderly. You remember, and there's a verse where he tells the Pharisees and scribes, and maybe I think it was the scribes and the Pharisees, that he says, why do you break the commandment of God by your tradition? And he was talking about the way they treated their parents and the elderly above them and how they had kind of just pushed them outside and said, well, by whatever you're prophet about me, it's okay. And that you don't have to honor them. The significance of that is that he was saying you've made them kind of a bystander. Instead of honoring the position that the Lord has placed them in life. All right? The Lord desires that we honor age. And you know, this today, obviously, that points to the elderly, and we have a special word for that. But as children of God in the way, as we come behind those who are walking before us, that there should be an honor and respect to those people that are found in the way of righteousness. A recognition of what it took. That there's some things they know because they've lived a little bit longer than me. And they've been living for God. And there's things they have to give me. And as a person who is walking maybe ahead of others in our life, to realize that our purpose in life is not just to age and experience the physical things that we see with age. But we have a place in the kingdom of God. Not, as it says in one place, not as an overbearer or overseer or one who rules the flock, but as an ensample to those who are coming behind me. You know, if I'm 10 and I've entered into the kingdom of God, if there's a 5-year-old behind me, then I've got a place to be an example. If I'm 20, there's a 15-year-old behind me. If I'm 30, there's a 20-year-old behind me. 40 to 30, 50 to 40, 60 to 50, 70 to 60. There's... You know, if you start out through the woods to make a trail, and you're the first one to try to make it, you can make a trail. But if there's been one person before you, it's going to be a little bit easier. And if there's been two, if there's been three, if there's been four, however many there's been that have walked in that way, now if they've walked a different way through the woods, they're of no use to you. But if they walk that way, then they're going to make your path a little easier if you have a respect to that. If you come along and you say, well, no, I'm going to try something different. And I don't mean, the Lord, it's a personal salvation. God has worked with us individually. But if you refuse to have a respect to the fact that there are things, the reasons why God has allowed there to be people walking ahead of you, and you don't value that in the correct manner, then you're going to get some scratches you didn't have to get. You're going to get into some briars you didn't have to get into, because somebody has walked before you and they've taken care of some of those briars in their life, and they can help you to know how to step around them. And that's what we're talking about this morning, that the whole idea of respecting those who are above us in the Lord, not personally, not in the flesh, so to speak, but as a child of God, the value that is there and the blessing they can be to us. And the Lord desires us. It says the anger of the Lord was stirred against them because they did not favor those who were ahead of them, the elders. All right, so we want to have a value placed on that. But understand where the value comes from. We're going to read a verse here in Psalms that talked about that. But the value does not come just because someone's older than you or just because I'm older than somebody else. That doesn't automatically place value in my life. Value comes from walking in the ways of the Lord and aging in those ways. All right, Psalms 119. Psalms 119 in the 97th verse says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." See, here's where value comes from. If I'm 10 years old or if I'm 90 years old, here's where value comes from. All right? "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I have kept thy precepts." Value does not just come from getting older.
That's true.
Value comes from walking in the ways of the Lord. And there is a special value when we do that to age. But it only comes from having made those choices to live for God. And you know, this isn't the matter. There are moments in life where we come up to a place and we have to take a stand. And that can be one of the things that puts that crown of glory on my head. It can be one of those choices. It is one of those choices that keeps me on this path. Therefore, keeps me progressing in a way that my aging can be a blessing. All right? But what can happen so many times is we can take a stand and we can think that has qualified us for the rest of our life. You know, we have more understanding because we love His law, because we choose His precepts, because we daily walk in His ways. We don't have a greater value because sometime in life we made a singular choice and felt like that qualified us for the rest of our life. That's not how it works. Remember that you were found in the way of righteousness. Not that there were some things in your life where you had made a choice or two, but that you were walking in the way of righteousness. That's where your value comes from in the Lord. You know, I'll just throw aside, you know, when we let it be something besides that, you know how easily we're waiting just to be offended. If I'm in the way of righteousness and I'm seeing the blessings of the Lord and He's pounding them up day by day by day in my life, and I'm seeing those things, how He sustains me, He keeps me, well, you know what? You can't offend me. It says another phrase, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall cause them to offend." Shall offend them. All right? Nothing shall offend them. All right? If I love the Lord's law and I'm walking in His ways and I begin to see, the more I see His blessings, the more I'm like, you know what? You can say whatever you want to say. And it might hurt my heart or it might do something, but you're not going to offend me. You're not going to cause me to offend or offend me. because I've found the secret to life, and I haven't. All right? But when we begin to look at singular moments in our life, that somehow these are the things that qualified us, you know how easy it is to become offended? Because if you touch the one thing that I feel like qualifies me, I'm going to have a come apart. I'm not going to be able to handle it. All right? You know, those choices we made were so important to make them. And there are some of them really hard choices. But it's the daily walking with the Lord that qualifies you, that strengthens you, that makes you what you need to be in Him. And that's something no man can touch. No man can touch that. That's between you and the Lord. No matter what happens, you can keep on being a blessing if you keep on walking in that way. Now, Psalms 23 here in closing. I want to read it to us. And I think this is kind of the secret. That's why I want to go to it, okay? To coming to that place in our life where we realize, you know, I'm 60 years old, I'm 70 years old, I'm 80 years old, or I'm 20 years old. And I've chosen the Lord for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. And when I come to that place, you know, I want to see that the Lord's been blessing. But let's take it all down to the end of life. All the way through my life, I want to come to that place where I realize that my life has been a blessing, that it is a blessing, and it can be. And I can go out of here with a crown of glory, so to speak, because I've chosen the way of the Lord. And here's kind of the secret to that through our life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, that's what we were talking about when we say we need to just be in the way of righteousness. We need to just be in that way, realizing what a blessing it is. That here's where I have every need supplied, is in the Lord, that He's my shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. You know what? You may try to put your hand on different things, our choices I've made in life, and that's fine. You say what you want to about them. But I know who my shepherd is, and I know what He does for me. I know how He causes me to lie down by the still waters, yes, and how He gives me rest in my soul. And I know how He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk, and I'm just thinking about, I realize all this. So now, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me, my shepherd's with me. His rod and His staff comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's be encouraged in the Lord just to keep on keeping on in Him.
Yes, amen.